any other questions or issues you think surgeons have?
Many of their questions have to do with, are there patients who can avoid being referred for chemotherapy? And that continues to be fascinating. One group, I believe, do not need chemotherapy, are the group whose tumors are so favorable. Their prognosis is really excellent. Our series of 282 1 centimeter or smaller node-negative patients at Emory had a 1% failure rate systemically at 10 years, which was identically 98.7% tumor-free at 10 years, exactly the same as the European series 7 years earlier, from exactly the same stage of tumor. So if you have a 1% failure rate at 10 years, it's very hard to make a big improvement on that with adjuvant chemotherapy. So the one group are really favorable prognosis patients. The second group are those who are node negative, hormone receptor positive, and have a low score on the Oncotype assay. I think at present it's apparent that that really low score, and we're pretty good at guessing who they'll be too, but confirming that with the Oncotype assay, that group I think can safely be watched.
How do you incorporate the Oncotype into your practice, and how do you decide whether to order it?
If a woman has a tumor that is more than grade 1 and more than a centimeter, or grade 1 and more than 2 centimeters, I think she should consider seriously chemotherapy. And so that group I would like to see have an Oncotype assay, because 3/4 of them will not be in the group that in the B20 series benefited from chemotherapy. So it really knocks out a big segment that appear not to benefit it.